you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast, hosted by my guy Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. Should I keep saying network? Do you think people get it?
Hey, if you say it enough, people start believing, so all right.
Yeah, we're going to start doing it then. This is the Frocast, episode 183 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and I said it for him, because y'all need to know it's King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ. A.K.A. I'm choking on some loud right now, so the show might not be worth a goddamn. But
hey, well, you know, we got to get it together, man. We about to be on Google Play and shit.
Yeah, I heard that, man. The boss man said Google Play called us up and it's like, yo, we need the Frocast on Google Play.
Tuck in your shirt, man. Tuck in
your shirt. So we negotiate. We're in talks right now. We negotiate with Google Play how many episode deal they want, you know, what we're going to charge them and what perks we want, like, you know. It's all right. Got to get a new pair of shoes every month. You know what I'm saying?
Slander. We
got to get something off the top 10 list in Seattle and California and Colorado if you get my drift. Show's going. So, you know, as soon as we get these demands met, you know, then, you know, everything will be good.
The show might get better. We might get some ads. You know what I'm saying?
Might actually get some fucking real microphones because I'm getting tired of talking in this little can and string we got over here. So, all right.
Hey, I got a new can, though.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Can do, so well, let me get your old can, because this motherfucker, this rusty-ass can I got right here, shit.
I was going to go ahead and customize it and put it on eBay. You know what I'm saying? I thought maybe somebody want that
it
shit.
It's been used by Saul Wright, and it's worth a pretty penny.
Well, not that part. I was just going to make it look better. That's all, you know. I ain't worth a shit. This episode, man, we kind of all over the place. A little TV talk. Halloween in the air. Fuck you, Raven Simone. I just felt like saying that because there's always a good reason to say that.
I mean, she is trolling Black America right now. You know what I'm talking about. Raven Simone, who we talked about probably two in the show because she done dumb shit every week.
Yeah.
She now topped herself again. If you know what we're talking about the situation in Spring Hill, South Carolina. Am I correct? No, Spring Valley.
Spring Valley, South Carolina. You could just say South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina. You know, another reason why I say fuck South Carolina.
Come on, man. I got people from there.
I do too, but I'm just saying. Like, besides them niggas, besides all right people, okay, cool. Current people, man, fuck South Carolina. And a couple more host of friends and, you know, people we know. But as far as South Carolina as a unit, a state, as a motherfucking record label, fuck them, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like Spring Valley High School, we had a student. She was on her phone in the classroom. Teacher asked her to put her phone away. She didn't. Then he called her administrative. They asked her to put the phone away. He didn't. Then the school resource officer came in, asked her to put the phone up. She still didn't put her phone up. So then this motherfucker took matters in his own hands and kind of like strong-armed the little girl.
It wasn't no kinda.
He strong-armed her ass, threw her, like she's still sitting in the desk. Flips the desk over, wearing it, and then drags her like she was fucking a problem. Now, if you are a school resource officer, you're not a regular police officer. You are a police officer, but you're a school resource officer, which means you should be going through additional training to deal with juveniles and the youth and, you know, have a little more touch. Because I remember our school resource officer, Officer Dixon, He was a nice guy. He reminds you of Quimby off. What's the cop on Wiggum? Chief Wiggum. That's what he reminds me of. I swear to you, he looked just like Chief Wiggum, and he acted like Chief Wiggum. And that's what a school resource officer is supposed to do. Not somebody coming in there flexing like, dude, you 200 plus pounds. I'm, you know, you. What points did you get for strong arming the little girl, man? So yeah, she wasn't paying. Wasn't no man your direct order, but what teenage kid does, you know what I'm saying? So you slamming everybody that don't fucking put their phone on?
Basically, I can see she had that's what the backstory came out. His name is Deputy Ben Fields, with your bitch ass. Came out that he did this to a fucking veteran before. He maced him, slammed his ass, threatened the woman that was videotaping that. The school knew him, all the kids knew him as Officer Slam.
Damn.
So when this nigga came in the classroom, which is why everybody was shutting the fuck up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that nigga, man, respect.
He had a rep. So when he came in there, you know, even the little puss-ass sheriff, Leon Lott, with your bitch ass, too, he said that in the third video, there's apparently a third video.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. Yep.
The little girl punched the officer. Now, look, I don't really give a fuck. If she didn't threaten him with a weapon, there was no reason for him to slam her ass. His life was not in danger. So, what the fuck?
She threw a punch after she was slammed and dragged. Like, at some point,
I'm gonna punch your ass, too.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I feel like you attacking me. Like, I ain't did shit, but I ain't put my phone up. So, you gonna slam me on the ground? It wasn't like she had a knife or a gun in her hand, or you felt like you had to, you know, put her down or something. But she had a fucking phone, nigga. Like, and as a teacher, dude, like, it's 2015. I'm sure 95% of the kids in high school have cell phones on them at all times.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You just take it. Ain't that what it goes? You go and take the fucking phone.
I could see if she was in class playing Angry Birds on loud or playing some World Star Hip Hop videos on loud and she disrupted the class. But if she just sit there with her phone out, she ain't saying nothing. Like she ain't bothering nobody. You are fucking up my learning experience. If I'm a student, like, yo, she ain't even bothering nobody by being on her phone. Teacher, keep teaching. I don't understand these integers right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. As a teacher, an educator, you supposed to know how to deal with the situation. Like, you got too many people involved for a phone that didn't need to be involved. You got the assistant principal or whatever, whoever the administrator was, and the school resource officer for a phone. My nigga, how you gonna react during a fight? Like, what are you doing? You calling the fucking president? Like, what are you, like, I don't get it. He called a Coast Guard in for two kids fighting. Oh, we need to call the school right now. Like,
there's a couple of things here. Number one, this was algebra class. Hey, nobody pays attention to algebra class. I don't give a fuck if it's a phone or not. No one's paying attention to your shit. I'm sorry, algebra teachers. Just understand that. Number two, you lost twice. Number one, you got your degree to be a teacher or a sub. I don't know what his background is.
Yeah.
But you probably got the job. You went to school. You got the little degree. You went took a little pussy-ass job where you're scared of the fucking kids. This happens all the time. These little punk-ass teachers go and get a job. And, yeah, they go to get a check. They scared of the fucking kids. Yes. All they want to do is call somebody. So now you done already lost that battle. And then this shit happens. The officer slams the girl, and you still don't do shit as a black man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Stand there and watch the shit.
Man, fuck him. Fuck the principal. Fuck that goddamn officer. Fuck the male students that was in the class that watched this shit.
Shit, them niggas know they was gonna catch a charge.
Hey, man, look, if that's Prince Jern, and he sees somebody, not his sister, he sees somebody in his classroom getting slammed, what are you telling him to do? A black girl gets slammed by a white cop in class. What are you telling him to do?
Assess the situation first.
Okay, so he saw this play out. He came over and told
play out. If he felt like something was wrong, please stand up for it. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, hey, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? You know, just do something like that.
We gotta start protecting our black women, man.
You're right about that.
I'm fucking tired of this bullshit. And I was telling my wife this the other day. I've been wavering on the gun issue. I have, because I know that living in an apartment, hey, these niggas come up in the apartment sometimes. The last thing I need is for somebody to come up in here that I'm not ready for and they get popped. But if this happened to my motherfucking wife, or I'm in the car with my wife and some bullshit go down, hey, I gotta have my peace, man. I gotta be able to protect my folks. And I don't have time for this battling back and forth and this war of words and all this bullshit. It's fucking war on us. It's fucking war, and it's war on our black women. And too many black dudes are sitting by watching this shit happen, talking about popping mollies and all this other bullshit and fucking these women. I mean, we're not protecting them. I'm open.
And then everybody with this old, you should be, she should, like, the people that's defending the police, oh, she should listen. Kids don't obey authority. And I'm teaching my kids, that shit start at home. No. First of all, I was reading a study and said, obedient kids tend to be less successful than, what they call them kids that just do whatever they want. Not everybody else. Yeah, everybody else. Like, the kids is, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, scared of the fuck. They're less successful. They're not risk takers, because they always been taught. They're just, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got the fear of whatever in them. Their parents, God, whatever. Jail, whatever. And it's just like, sometimes they're scared to take that risk where it might push them from a B to an A, or from third place to first place. You know what I'm saying? They scared to take that risk. They just take the safe road in everything, and safe sometimes they had you being like, damn, I could have got that position, but you know, I was scared to, you know, speak up and, you know, it's little shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So
it's fucking bull. Like, if you go back into the school system, and this is part of the reason why I'm sort of anti-school and shit, is that if you go back and do the research, all you extra nerdy motherfuckers, understand that the school system, the way that we have it set up, is set up so motherfuckers will follow rules. Yes. You're set up to guide, to follow a guideline of the authority, which is the same way that they're neutering.
The jobs, man.
Yeah, well, the jobs and to follow authority. That's why the structure is set up like that.
Yes.
So, as black people, we've been so fucking neutered and scared by the cops, and white people don't understand. Other people, I won't even just say white, other motherfuckers don't understand that whether we're obedient or not, we're guilty. You know, it was a fucking case the other day. A black dude got his car broke down. He's on the phone with AAA. An unmarked officer walks up to him in the middle of the night. It's 3 a.m. You walking up on me? He gets shot. What the fuck? God
damn, who got shot? The man that
was getting... the black dude whose car was broken down shot by the officer. So, you know, there's another video. A cop just got indicted.
So let me ask you a question. Whoa. My car broke down. I'm on the side of the road. Unless there was a dead body in my car.
Right.
And I was wanted. I had warrants or... Like, what? How did it escalate to me getting shot?
I need to listen to the fucking... Because there's videotape or there's recording. I just saw just before we started the show, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it. But apparently, the guy was legally carrying a weapon. Mm-hmm. At 3 a.m., somebody walk up on me. I might flash the piece because I don't know what the fuck's going on. The officer never identified himself as a cop. Oh, so man. When he saw the dude go for his weapon, he shot him.
Damn.
That's it. Blasted. Gone. This motherfucker's dead. So... That incident happened. There's an officer being indicted right now. There's videotape showing where two cops get a guy subdued. He's on his knees, hands behind his back. They're telling him to get on his knees, right? The cop walks up and kicks him in the jaw, breaks his jaw.
Did Jesus Christ!
So, whether we're obedient or not.
Yeah, you still, you could be not, I'm not resisting. I'm not, they still gonna take you down and stick their knee in your fucking, like, yo, yeah, this shit, yeah, we've seen it play over too many times. You're right.
It's too many stories, and they like to act like it's the 1%. It's not.
It's not.
Look, my father is a fucking cop.
Yeah.
So I'm not just saying this shit because I'm joining the party. I get it both sides. I've had arguments with my pops about this bullshit. And he, only because he's always going to be talking about the law, the letter of the law. Fuck the incident. If this happened, and this happened, and this happened, pops, look at the fucking video. All right, well, you got a point there. But if this, all right, well then fuck it. The conversation's over. You saw the video. We saw what happened. It always comes out that these situations, we got to give the cops the benefit of the doubt. The video doesn't tell the whole story until it's the other way around, and then the video tells you everything.
Mm-hmm. I know. Not all the times. All right. Sometimes we see the video and it ain't exact. They change it up.
Well, that's true. But I mean the way they look at it. So if it's Eric somebody Carter, that they're trying to convict,
well, Eric Carter situation. We had a video of that.
But that's what I'm saying. So when the white people look at the video, they say, well, he snatched his hand. That's the whole story.
Yeah.
We look at the video like he got choked out. Well, we don't know what happened. It's the same fucking video. They just look at it different.
Yeah.
So I get tired of hearing this shit. So anyway, all of that said, fucking Raven Simone, along with a lot of these other pundits, decided, hey, you should just listen. You should just obey. There's a fucking meme going around and a video on Facebook right now. Some white dude has made his way doing all these videos, talking to the camera, walking in his driveway. That's his thing. I know you've seen him. He's got a thick southern accent, and he's just talking about shit. He's like, hey, I've got felonies. The problem is that when I get pulled over by cops, I listen. I don't fucking fight. Y'all need to understand the context that as a black man, I'm fucking scared of the cops.
Yes.
So if I get caught in Waco again, if I get pulled over in Waco again, I'm running. Not because I did shit wrong. I have a degree. I have no priors. I got a wife. I got no kids. I'm running because you motherfuckers ain't right. Mm-hmm. So there's context to all this shit, man.
Yes, sir.
There's context to all this shit. And when we look at people like Raven Simone, there's a meme going around on Facebook that says that when white people, racist white people, say that they have black friends, Raven Simone is the motherfucker they're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Because she is. She should have listened. She should have obeyed. There is nothing that girl did in that video or in her life that requires a cop to slam her out of a desk.
I could see if she jumped up and was like, fuck you, motherfucker. I ain't putting up shit, you son of a bitch. Kiss my motherfucking ass.
As an officer, that still doesn't reserve you the right to seek violence.
You're right. She was sitting there like, I'm not even, like, she, the way she was sitting there like, yo, I ain't listening to nothing.
The reason she wouldn't listen to nothing, possibly, is because she just lost both her fucking parents. This girl was going through some shit.
It was her mother and her grandmother, right?
Yeah, she was going through her shit. You know what I'm saying? So, that's probably why she disengaged from class. And she's
like an orphan or some shit. Like, as a school resource officer, you should be equipped to deal with situations. Not situations, but understand that you're dealing with kids here. Kids get fucked up about bullshit. I can't wear my blue shoes or, you know, just kid. Like, my mom and dad divorced, and so the motherfucker might act out. You never know.
There is a back story about police officers, and you can listen to KRS-One. Like he said in his fucking song, Officer and Overseer. Officer came from overseer of slaves. That's what he said. I'm not saying it's valid, but there is definitely a problem with authority when dealing with people that you think you should be protecting, quote unquote protecting. They abuse authority. So as an authority figure, a lot of these motherfuckers, including this punk ass officer, don't know how to handle authority. And so you get a situation like this where you're dealing with somebody who is fearful of authority based on historical context, and an officer who's fearful for no fucking reason other than guilt, and this shit happens. We got a girl getting slammed, and the only person that stood up for her in the whole fucking classroom is another girl who videotaped it, who also got arrested.
Arrested for videotaping.
This shit is, hey man, look. This shit is out of hand, bro. It's out of hand. And so we have these conversations, you know, on social media, and I've blocked so many people from my shit. Because I don't have, and you can call it unreasonable or whatever, but I don't have a rational bone in my body to have a conversation about this bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear, if she wouldn't have ran, fuck you. I'm done with the conversation. Is it? I don't want to hear that shit. I'm tired of us being attacked. Flat out. So
this attack, like, it's not even like you can't if you're a police officer, you can't treat every situation like the worst situation can happen. Because, you know, sometimes it's like good guys get pulled over by police, and you know what I'm saying, like, but then sometimes you got the bad guys. You can't treat everybody like they're a bad guy. You can't do that.
And that's how they train them.
Especially when you don't treat everybody like they're a bad guy.
Right.
You treat a certain group of people or people that's, you know, darker shade than you, you treat them like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, maybe the word is out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Police, old police in our areas. Like, if you live in a black neighborhood, and I'm sorry, I don't know nothing about this.
Wow.
Just kidding. That's my nigga. Sorry.
God damn. Go ahead, though.
I mean, because you don't go to the black side of town, sorry. You admit it. You just said. Look, you said, then it means I got to travel 25 minutes out of the
week. I'm just saying, I did get a great Clips coupon out of the mail today, and I think you're behind that shit.
That was customer appreciation day, nigga.
Yeah, what's your point?
It's such a loyal customer. Next haircut's on us. So here, your birthday's coming up. Or sorry, we missed you last time.
Nigga, real talk. I was in the fucking thing getting my mail, and there was like four other people in there, and I saw that coupon. I started laughing so fucking loud. I was like, this is Germs doing. He's the fucking devil. But go ahead with your point.
Yes, okay. And it's just like police over police in black areas. So, hey, I see two guys walking down the street in a black neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to assume they're drug dealers. They stole something. Like, they up to something no good. And that's how the police treat us in black neighborhoods. Like, as a kid, getting stopped by the police, like, you ain't done nothing wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just sitting there not doing nothing. You 13, 14 years old, 12 even. You know, then the police just pull up on you and ask you how it was going on and, you know, just like, it's harassing you. Like, that happens. That doesn't happen in white neighborhoods. It doesn't. It's just
black,
as much drugs in the white neighborhood as in the black neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
If you're
just
black in a white neighborhood, it might happen. The shit happened to me a week ago. So when I leave my apartment complex, there's a fire department right there, which cops sometimes hang out at. Cop got behind me. I make the fucking turn at the light, I turn over into the wide lane. It's where the fuck you supposed to turn, because it's only one turn lane for this one.
Yeah.
So I turn over that way. Not the wide lane, the inside lane. And then I go over to the lane, to the right lane. And he followed me over to the right lane. So as I turn at the next light to get on the highway, this motherfucker switches lanes with me again. He followed me on the highway, bruh.
Damn.
Just followed me, running my plate, see what the fuck I do. So at this point, I'm like, all right. So let me put on the right turn signal. I'm going to go this way. I'm going to see if he's going to follow me. He decided to split at that point. But he followed me for like a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Yeah.
Running my plates for no reason. My shit is legit. There's no reason for you to be following me.
Listen, I got. Hey, listen. We can make a whole forecast about police harassment. Y'all don't understand. We could. You know, the show might turn into motherfucking that. Anyway,
and it's not even GQ's not even on this motherfucker.
Exactly. You know, one night my wife was pregnant. You know what I'm saying? She was like, "Yo, I want a fucking fish sandwich from Checkers." And I was just like, "Okay, fuck it. I go get you one." Riding in my car, insurance paid, tags on, everything. I ride to Checkers, get the fish sandwich on my way back. You know, I cut through the shortcut because I was like, "Fuck it, trying to get home quick." You know, it's fish sandwich. You know, I eat it hot. So I go through the little back street, stop at every stop sign. I notice a police officer. He follows me for at least 2 miles. Right before I get home, this motherfucker turned the lights on me. I was just like, what the fuck? I was just like, I done went through every, you know what I'm saying? So he pulls me over, and then we sitting there. Like, I was like, yo, he's like, can I see your insurance? I give him my insurance and everything. He goes back to his car. About 10, 20 minutes go by. Like, I mean, it was so long. It was so long. I was just like, what the fuck? What have I done? You know, I'm thinking like I got warrants. I'm thinking like, oh shit, them niggas about to come, you know, they waiting on the paddy wagon or something. Mm-hmm. Then he had like a little partner with him. One get on the passenger side, one get on the driver's side. They talk to him. He was like, we pulled you over because, and he was searching. I was just like, okay, what you pull me over for? Your tag light was out. I said, my what? He said, your tag light. I said, I don't even think my car got one of them, dog. Like, what are you talking about? What is a tag light? Like, I ain't never heard of that shit. And he was like, law requires that every car have a light bulb right above their tag. We couldn't see yours. So some bitch write me a ticket. So I said, man, I'm not signing a ticket. Oh, you're going to sign this ticket. I said, I'm not signing a ticket. I said, I don't have to sign a ticket. It's not required by law that I sign a ticket. I said, you give me the ticket. You got a copy. As long as you know you wrote that motherfucking ticket. Sir, he was just like, I had my wife on the phone then because she was listening to it. She was just in the back. He was like, sir, if you don't sign this ticket, you will be bonding yourself out of Clark County Jail tonight. I said, so you telling me you're going to take me to jail if I don't sign this ticket? Mm-hmm. I said, what? I was just like, that's outrageous. You know, I would just live it then because I was like, you gonna take me to jail for not signing a ticket? Like, really? All you gotta do is give me the ticket, dickhead. Like, right. What? Like, this shit is a carbon copy, you dumbass. Like, what? Man, I ain't gotta sign shit. You can put on there just like everybody. I ain't never signed a ticket in my life that I got one. And the motherfucker I always put refuse to sign. So what? Goddamn, I got the ticket. Like, you don't mean.
So what the fuck did you do though? What happened?
So me, I signed the ticket. My wife was in the background, had it on speaker. But you like sign the damn ticket? Come on! You know, A, she was pregnant. B, she wanted that fucking fish sandwich. C, you know, she wanted to see me make it home. Cause you know, redneck cops in Georgia, man, especially in them little man outside of Atlanta. Man, hey, the rest of it's Crackerville, dog. Like I'm telling you, bro. Like,
I got pulled out outside of Atlanta. I was taking the chick I was dating at the time.
No, I mean, outside of Atlanta, the rest of Georgia. Woo, boy, sketchy as a motherfucker.
It was sketchy, nigga. I'm in a fucking minivan with four other black people, taking the girl I was dating. I was taking her cousin back to Job Corps. So this is, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours outside of Atlanta. And that nigga pulled me over out of nowhere.
He was going to Albany.
I don't know where the fuck it was. It was somewhere out there.
Yeah, that's for the Job Corps.
And this nigga pulled me over in the fucking middle of the night. It's like 8 or 9 o'clock. I think they had to be back at Job Corps like 10. He pulled me over for no seatbelt. What? I had a seatbelt on. You know what I'm saying? But you get pulled over, you outside of Georgia, hey, comply.
Hell right? Yeah.
And that's the fucked up part about this. This is kind of goes back to what I've said before about the civil rights movement kind of neutering black people. If you look at, you know, Sandra Bland and shit like that now, the idea of protesting and the option of going to jail for what the fuck you're fighting for is almost more scary than protesting. Because if you go to jail, you might not come out that bitch. Mm-hmm. You might not come out of it alive, number one. And number two, you might not come out, period. And it's real fucked up right now. But I feel like we gotta, like, if some shit happens, we gotta be active. We gotta be part of it. And I was looking at this situation. I was thinking to myself, what would I have done if I'm in this classroom and this shit happened? I gotta do something. I gotta do something, man. We can't. Hey, man, look. I love kids.
The only thing I'm kind of against is breaking up domestic violence situations, like domestic situations. I really don't step anything else. I think I step in, but domestic shit, like unless it's like one of my partners and like I know the nigga, and you know what I'm saying, or know the, you know, I'm just. But if strangers, like I couldn't step up for a stranger because. Nah, man. Like, I just, I mean, I just, I might call for help, but I ain't gonna sit there and be captain. Like Right Saul was getting to it with his old lady or his girlfriend or something, you know, and I'd be like, yo, man, chill, you know, I break it up or whatever, you know, because I won't want to see you go to jail for no shit like that. But I think that's the only thing I couldn't step in and do nothing about, because just,
you know. Hey, I, you know, rest in peace. I know people in high school I went to school with for trying to break up fights.
Yeah.
They got killed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you have to consider the morality and mortality at the same time of what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
And like in your situation, you got a pregnant wife at home, bruh. That's a lot of shit to deal with.
Yeah.
But as far as protesting goes, some shit happened here. I know that if I went down there to protest, my wife would be right behind me like, yo, let's get this shit done. And in that instance, I wouldn't have any fear. You know what I'm saying? We're putting it all on our back right now. Some shit happened, you here with me. But the option of losing my life and my wife's at home worrying about me, hey, man, that's rough as fuck. That's a rough thought to think about, man. I don't know, man. We could be here all day talking about this.
Yeah,
shit,
man. Like I said, man, it's good that the awareness is there, but still nothing is really being done. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. More cases are getting, you know what I'm saying, you know, more shit is coming to light with how the police treat black people and brown people. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that it's still going on, like, how the fuck you still whooping people ass and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you not doing your job better when you know there's cameras everywhere now? Like, mm-hmm. The fact you're still sitting there, like, motherfuckers still, like, you gotta get these motherfuckers out the job. And that's just what's gotta happen. Like, it's a lot of bad cops out there that need to go. Everybody, all these cops know who the bad cops are. And y'all need to turn them motherfuckers in. Hell, if you really care about, like you said, you wanted to be equal field, you want everybody to work together, turn in the motherfucking cops that's motherfucking bad. Report their ass. Let them go get treatment or something. Get them see a shrink. Whatever they need to do. Get better training. So, you know what I'm saying? They might, you know, just like, if you really want the field to be even, if you want us to sit right here and tell people to chill, do right, you tell your niggas to chill and be right. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is.
It's so many fucking levels. Hashtag levels to this shit. Number one, police officers across the country are not employing, they're not hiring motherfuckers that have IQs that are moderate or high. They're just like, fuck it, we need the slower motherfuckers. There's been studies that show that people with higher IQs that actually make it into law enforcement have lower levels of occurrences than the motherfuckers with lower IQs. So you got that issue. You got the fact that the idea of how to police people is not being properly taught. Niggas is going away for 2 weeks learning how to use a gun and how to slam somebody, and they're getting badges.
Bruh, what are you talking about? I know I work at a little part-time job at a shoe store. I know two guys work there, our cops. Three is another guy was a former cop. And I sit there and talk to them, and I'm just like, are you fucking shitting me? Like, mm-hmm. You the type of nigga that's a cop? Like, I'll be scared. Like, oh my God. And one, he want to get back into being a cop, and I'm so glad they ain't let his ass back in. Because I was like, yo, he'll fuck around and kill somebody. He the type that's going to kill somebody.
Not to mention how many ex-military motherfuckers that go from being an officer in the military straight into getting the badge.
Yes. And that ain't... In the military, that's not the real world. That's mm-hmm. not the real world.
Nope. So,
you know, you can't bring them values into the new.
Nah, this shit is all fucked up, man. I'm so fucking tired, man. Like Killer Mike said, the reason that we've seen a lot of this shit is because we're putting the pressure on them. You know, the dollar in public opinion is kind of hard to fight against. That's why we're seeing officers getting fired and shit. But you still got, like in this situation, the punk-ass officer gets fired. His chief, the nigga that hired him, is still saying that he did right. So what's going to happen is this nigga gets fired. He's going to get hired someplace else. He'll probably make it to be an actual police officer. And then we're going to have another incident. So it'll be his third one. And the third one might be the charm, nigga. You already slammed a veteran. You already maced his ass. You done slammed a little girl. You done got fired. The next time you're as an officer with an actual weapon, it might be the last one. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, well, now we got to do something about him. Now we got to send him to jail.
He ain't never get a job as a police officer again.
Say what?
He'll never get a job as a cop again. He's
okay. There's a lot of small towns in South Carolina.
Yeah, I forgot about the small town factor.
Yeah, there's a lot of small towns in South Carolina. This nigga be an officer of four. It'll be the entire force. And next time when he chokes somebody out or shoots somebody, it's over.
You're a no-nonsense type of guy.
Yep.
The kind of guy we need down here in Lizard Lake, South Carolina.
It was just a misunderstanding. I mean, she probably
She probably was running off at the goddamn mouth like, you know how them goddamn, you know how they get.
You know how them color girls.
Their goddamn names, but they aggressive. They loud. They obnoxious.
I'm sure if we look her up, she probably has a photo of gang signs on Instagram.
I bet you she's probably one of them girls that live down in them Section 8 houses, ain't got no daddy. And
I know her, and she fucked half the dude in the classroom.
Her uncle's that old dope fiend over there. He's always smoking dope, you know.
Be like, we arrested her third cousin 6 times removed for violence in 2001. So we know she's got it in her. Like, what?
Y'all niggas. She live in a neighborhood where they rob and steal it, so it's a possibility that she's one of them too.
You don't have to look too much further. You look at this situation, and you look at the way Dylan Roof was handled. And there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Dylan Roof shot 9 motherfuckers. Shot
9 people. I thought he would never be taken in alive.
He got taken in to Burger King, got a fucking bulletproof vest, got escorted by cops. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker was treated like the Pope.
It's amazing how I don't know why they like want to make these guys infamous. Like, why you want to, you know, let him be able to, you know, even if he testified in court or whatever, like, who want, you know, like, they were supposed to take him down. As soon as they see him, pow, pow, they're supposed to put 2 in him. Like, hey, treat him like Saddam Hussein. He a terrorist, bro.
But your boy, what was his name? Dormer? Charles Dormer? Was that his name? The dude they burned down the house?
Oh, Dormer, yeah.
I mean, God damn.
It's all right. He set his own self on fire.
I thought that was one of the flash bombs that blew up that shit.
I thought they said it was like a... But then they say he shot himself in the head or some shit. I don't know.
All I remember is that they called the drones on that nigga.
Yeah.
And they had SWAT searching him, manhunt.
Nigga, they had everything on him.
And this motherfucker... Hey, man, look. Anyway, let's... You know, it's Halloween. We don't need to be talking about all this shit. Let's get into some lighter shit.
Yeah, speaking exhale. Of Halloween, it's all right. What you dressing up for this Halloween? This is just a hypothetical. It's all right going out Halloween night. What you dressing up for?
I would probably, with the afro and the beard, I'd probably be some kind of wrestler. Mm. Like, I got the championship belt here. You know, I probably got a robe laying around this bitch. I would probably be some kind of, you know, I might resurrect Thick Flair with the afro. You know what I'm saying? That might would be my thing. I got to work on Halloween. You know what I'm saying? But, That's probably what I would do. That's probably what I would. What about you?
Well, Halloween, let's see. Lady probably go old school, man. We'll probably do a little costume together, man. You know, me, I always say the same thing. I could dress up as Cleveland Brown, and she could be, what's his wife's name?
Oh, you know.
Loretta.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. Cleveland Brown would be awesome. Are y'all actually trick-or-treating and shit this year?
Kids going trick or treat. I told my son this is the last year he needed to be trick. I said, motherfucker, you 12, nigga. I said, something traumatic happened to me 12 when I was trick or treating. I'm just saying, you know, you better hope his shit don't repeat itself, nigga. You
share with the people what happened?
Oh, man, I got egg, man. King Germ got egg, bro.
God damn.
Just walking down the street. Look, I was too old to be trick or treat. I didn't even have a motherfucking suit on, nigga. Well, I think I had a Jason Mass and an Orioles 1983 championship shirt on, nigga.
Yes. Costume was budget as fuck, nigga. This nigga was Jason in the t-shirt. I remember they were selling them. Was it the glow in the dark Jason mask?
Man, I had 3 Jason masks. I had the glow in the dark one. I had the one with the little crack in it. Then I had what was the other one I had? It was just another white one or some shit. But yeah.
I had that shit too.
I was Jason for like every Halloween from the time I was like 8 to fucking 12, like every year.
Because the mask fit for like 4 years, bro. It was like $6.
Jason never go out of style. He's Jason.
This shit works, man. You had the little, and then they had the little fake ass Freddy gloves back in the day. You could get them bitches. Like, costumes was easy.
And look, my son was Freddy 1 year, man. This shit was funny, man.
Like, did he have a sweater and the whole nine? Did he?
Yes, he had a little sweater. He had the little Freddy glove. He had a hat on, man. He was Freddy when he had the mask. You know what I'm saying?
I remember I had probably one of my favorite costumes when I actually did this shit. It was a Transformer costume. I don't even remember who the fuck Transformer was, but it was one of them old school costumes that had the mask and then you had the plastic ass outfit. It was like,
yes,
the pants.
The Optimus Prime.
Yeah, it was Optimus Prime. That's who it was. I remember the blue top. So I had that shit. It had the little plastic pants and the little shirt thing, like an apron you put on.
Yes.
And nigga, I was running in somebody's house and slid.
Slid, uh-oh.
Burnt the hole out them bitches.
I remember I was He-Man 1 year. Nigga, that shit was...
He-Man, why ain't nobody remade that shit?
Man, I don't understand, man. Because I think the jury did, like, I think, I don't know. Niggas don't know if he was gay or not. So they scared. They don't know how to market He-Man right now.
Why would he have to be gay, though?
He-Man was gay.
Why would he have to be gay?
He was gay on the show.
How you figure he was gay?
He always wore pink. And look how he dressed. And then
wore leggings and shit.
He wore leggings and leotards and blouses, pink blouses. The nigga rode a cat. Nigga, they said, what else they said? They said, the motherfucker used to always talk about his secret. I have a secret. I have a secret. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
You know what? Just because you're always right about this shit, I'm going to Google right now, live, is He-Man gay? I just want to see right, what happens.
Is He-Man, and it's going to come up in Google.
I just want to see what happens. As we're doing this live right now, my first search says 12 insane facts about He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. This is interesting. I've never heard this theory. He-Man is actually half human. Wow. Skeletor is He-Man's uncle.
Damn.
Skeletor is legitimately blue. It doesn't matter. He-Man's pal Teela is more important than He-Man. He-Man was a notorious cheapskate. He never hurt anybody. She-Ra's sword. What? That didn't have anything to do with this. Let me see if it says anything about gay. He-Man had his own back. Does that say anything about being gay, Jerm?
Man, look up. You look up another source, man. You went with the first source.
Masters of the Universe is actually a tragic gay love story. Mm. This is on BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, reputable.
a tragic gay love story between He-Man and Skeletor. I think they're talking about the movie. Yeah, they're talking about the movie on this one, which is, that's the one with Dolph Lundgren that came out like in 82 or some shit. Huh?
He-Man, cartoon, and gay.
Why is He-Man considered a gay? Here's one right here, the fifth source. Why is He-Man considered a gay cartoon? This is hilarious. This is hilarious. He-Man's five gayest adventures. I've never heard this shit, bruh. This is fucking crazy. There's pages of this. There's literally pages of this. Wow. You know what? I think this is all trolling. Like, they list Fisto as one of the gay characters.
That He-Man was gay, bruh.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with that. Look at his haircut, bruh. Look at his haircut, man. He-Man had a bob.
That was before everybody was wearing bobs, though.
Yeah.
He was just ahead of the curve.
Keep making excuses, all right, man.
Hey, man. You know. It doesn't really matter. They just need to bring it back. Gay or not, He-Man would be awesome right now. MASH would be awesome right now. Anyway, how did we get here? What are we talking about? This is what happens when we don't have an outline.
He-Man not been redone.
This is what happens when we don't have an outline. Let's get back on track. What are your kids going to be for Halloween?
My daughter, I don't know. I don't know. I know my wife bought the doll a costume, so the doll's gonna be dressed up for Halloween. I forgot what it was.
Wait. The doll got a costume?
Hey, man, the mama, you know what I'm saying? I told you, man, my dog is not a dog, man. She's one of the family, bro. She's one, like, that's why I get mad when they treat her like a dog. I was like, hey, man, got her in the cage all day and shit like she's some kind of animal or something, you know, then stop it, man. Like,
she is.
No, she's not. She is brother and she is sister. She is the baby of the family.
How did you become one of those people that fast?
Man, the dog will do that to you, man.
God damn, you don't even post videos of the dog no more. Like, you don't even appreciate that dog. Give me that dog, man.
Man, the dog, like, look, what happened was,
oh, shit.
School, like, they got the dog right before school started. And so, time, you know, school started now. So, who's at home with the dog all day? Me.
So that's your best friend.
Yeah, me and the dog best friends now. So, you know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, man. She sit here, you know, chill. She right here while I'm doing the forecast, man. You know what I'm saying?
So what is the dog's costume following?
I'm trying to let me look at this picture. My wife sent me a picture of it. I don't know what it was.
Like, you're not going to be dressing the dog. You're not going to be putting sweaters on the dog randomly and shit,
Nah, none of that shit, man. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's something like a cape or something, like a superhero or something.
I think.
Incredibles or something. I don't know.
We were talking about this. Me and my wife were talking about this. We've been playing with getting the dog for a while. My apartment complex has hated on us twice on two dogs we wanted. And I do want... I think I do want a little small dog. Like, it's going to be my first pet.
Yeah, get no bitch-ass small dog. Don't get, like,
I'm married. I got the, you know, disclaimer. I'm married. I can do the little bitch-ass small dog.
No, sorry. You don't want the multi-poodle and then, like, you fucking around a step on or some shit like that.
I can do that. I'm married.
Get like a Jack Russell, man. Get at least like a, you know what I'm saying, a cool little dog. You know what I'm saying?
I might do a Jack Russell. Jack Russells are cool. They got the little short hair. That might work.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
I really want a Pomsky. That's a Pomeranian and a Husky.
Okay.
It's like a little, I mean, this motherfucker's probably the size of a baby shoe.
It's what about a Frenchie? What do you think about a Frenchie?
The French Bulldogs?
Yeah.
Those are pretty dope, too. They got little hair. They yap. They cool little dogs.
And you can get the little voice box taken out of them so they don't make no noise.
I'm not going to do that, man. That's cruel.
It's not cruel. That don't feel shit.
You can't. I think they might feel if you cut their throat open, bro.
Man,
I got a feeling they might feel that.
Look, science is so great these days. They probably can do it, put her to sleep, and then, you know, they can put her to sleep. She's going to be under. I mean, you're not going to feel it, man.
You're going to wake up and be like, I can't do shit no more. I don't want to do that. I think I do want a small dog. First of all, my apartment complex only allows us to have a dog up to like 45 pounds.
Okay.
And it has to be a year old. So a Pomsky is almost completely out of the question. Plus, they're expensive. They're like $2,000.
Jesus
Christ. I really want that motherfucker. If you Google Pomskys, they just cute as shit. I've always wanted a Husky.
But then, hey, look, check it out. This about the Frenchies, I had text Big Boy his little kennel place about them.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Dog.
And I was like, ask him how much for one. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, $5,000. I said, ooh, shit. I said, Jesus. Oh, I said, well, I appreciate you hitting me back, man. But that's a little bit out of my goddamn range.
Man, shit. He getting over in that name, and they're all purebred. All his shit is purebred. So, you know, it is what it is. I do want a dog, though. I may be moving the fuck out of this apartment complex, so we'll see what happens. We might hold out.
Hey, man, renting the house is a lot cheaper, so, right? Because, I mean, listen, man. If you're going to rent a house, and it's like you said, you ain't connected to nobody, you ain't got to worry about, you know what I'm saying, and just like...
But then you got to deal with the landlord, and they got to be up on their shit. Like, I like the fact that right now, if some shit breaks in this apartment, I call the leasing department, they come fix it.
Yeah. That's one of the pluses. The landlord, he might be a little slow on shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Getting shit fixed. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't like that. But I also don't like the ever-changing neighbors. So the people we got across the hallway. So my trash can smelled a little funky. Took the trash out, sprayed that bitch down, set it outside the apartment, inside my doorway.
Mm.
And let the shit air out. The new people moving across the hall... I see the nigga looking in my trash can because he making noise. I look out the door. He's looking in my trash can, right?
Uh-huh.
So the next day, I get a notice on my door saying, hey, you can't leave trash outside your door. I called the leasing office. I said, bruh, I've been here 5 years. It was an empty trash can. Will someone complain? I said, oh, was it the people across the hallway that have 8 pair of shoes sitting outside their doorway? Mm-hmm. Oh, they do? Yeah, they do. Not only do they leave their shoes out, all the kids in the neighborhood, there's a lot of Middle Easterners over here. So they all go to the same school. It's like a community over here.
Okay.
All the kids that moved in over here, I guess they knew people, they all come up to this building and play.
Okay.
So I'm running up and down the steps, screaming, yelling, crying. I'm like, what about that shit? Y'all gonna complain about my trash can that's empty inside my doorway, but these kids are running roughshod all over the place, and it's all good? Come on, man. So anyway, all that to be said, my apartment complex only allows for 45-pound dogs, and they have to be a year old. Which means I'm probably moving the fuck up out of here when our lease is up next year. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta get me a bulldog, a pit bull, or some little bullshit. Once I move, if I move, I might be going Husky game. We do have a little bit of TV talk though. There's no segue from that. I'm just going on to something else. Did you watch Black Ink Chicago at all?
I did not.
So the Black Ink Chicago crew. You know, I'm not gonna go in depth because my homie ain't seen it. But the big story behind this one is that the dude that owns the shop got the shop after his sister was killed.
Okay.
So he was in trouble, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, he talked to his sister. He said, yo, I want to do this, get off the streets, yada, yada, yada. Do you want to invest in me? She said, look, I'll do whatever you need to be doing. So let's get it. Come by and get the money tomorrow. He's on his way over there to get the money the next day. She ends up being killed by her boyfriend. They killed her and her, like, 9-month-old baby.
Damn.
So he opened the shop up, and all the people in the crew came with him. They all knew him from before then. So this is kind of the setup for this shop. The difference with this one and the last show is that while everybody was fucking on the Black Ink crew, because they didn't have a city name for that one, everybody was fucking, but nobody was in relationships until Caesar and Duchess got together. This one, everybody seems to be kind of fucking with somebody.
Okay.
So it's a lot more, like even the dude, Ryan, the owner, him and his ex are co-parenting a kid that she had with another dude. So that's weird. Like, if that was you, if you were dating a chick, y'all were like soulmates, y'all keep going through things, y'all break up, she goes off and gets a little grunge fuck in and ends up pregnant. And the dude, because he's an asshole, disappears. She tells him she's pregnant. He says, fuck out of here. And then it's her and the baby. Would you help her raise the kid knowing that y'all not a couple?
No.
That's what he's doing.
Nah, you know, we broke up and you went and did that now. You know, that's shit.
Even if the dude was lousy. Like, apparently it was some music dude or something.
Hey, I didn't let him out. I didn't fuck the nigga. Like, you want to fuck. Like, shit.
So... Now, we've only seen, there's only been one episode, you know, at the time that we're recording this, there's only been one episode. It's a little early to see how it's going to play out. I'm not as interested in this season already. I think that they play the chicks up too much. Like, one chick is flat out. She's like, they're Donna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said that she's just out of a relationship, but she's just trying to fuck every night. Damn. She said, yeah, she put it out there. And she fucked one of the tattoo dudes in the shop. On the first show in the bathroom.
Damn.
She got it in. I was like, God damn, that's how we starting off? And of course, that ended up being a problem for the end of the episode when his baby mama showed up and they got into it. So it seems like they focus on a lot more drama based on love on this one already.
How many tattoos did they do?
No tattoos on the first episode that I saw.
Oh, shit.
I did not, you know, like I said, I didn't watch the whole one straight through. I watched half and then I watched the other half later. I don't remember a tattoo being done yet. But supposedly, this is the shop in Chicago. You know, the cats, you know, City of Ink in Atlanta, they heavily fuck with these cats. So if y'all have heard City of Ink or you follow anybody City of Ink, they know these motherfuckers and they endorse them. They didn't endorse the Black Ink Crew show that I know of.
Damn.
Like, they was like, I'm not fucking with that crew. That show is messy. I haven't seen them say anything else. But this crew, they already out and about.
Well, it's like, the cash cows out there, so they're like, oh, yeah, we fuck with these niggas. We fuck with these niggas.
Well, they should have been on TV anyway. City of Ink is dope. Like, they actually have dope-ass tattoos. Now, I don't know that they have enough drama, because it's a lot of bros over there. You know, they about smoking weed, partying, and chilling. It's not a lot of drama. Niggas is married and shit. They don't fuck around like that. But, I don't know. It's interesting to see how this shit's going to go. I don't know that we have any other shows to watch. I watched The League last week. The show is getting worse.
What? I think the last episode was pretty... Like, okay. I was,
It was a plantation, bro. Now, I didn't see the one from last night. Last week's was the plantation.
Okay. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good? The plantation one? The farming?
Oh, the farming. No.
Yeah.
The episode. The last one last night was pretty good. Last night was pretty good.
I didn't see that one yet, so I might have to catch up next week. Y'all need to let us know what the fuck to watch.
Hey, man, The Walking Dead, you need to get on that shit, so all right.
Make up your mind. Now, you told me I can't just jump in.
I wouldn't suggest you just jump in because, I mean...
It's five seasons in, bro.
Like, five, six seasons, but I'm just saying, like, man, you need to watch that shit, sorry. It's good as fuck, man. Like, if you want to binge out, I'm like, man, start watching The Walking Dead, man. It's good as fuck.
I know that y'all had a conniption the other day.
Oh, my God, man. I saw
social media was fucking dead.
Cause, man, one of the fucking OGs, I ain't gonna say who.
Right.
One of the OGs got goddamn killed. Well, at least it looked like he got killed. A lot of speculation going on whether or not he's dead or not. You know what I'm saying? But so, because people saying, like, yo, they think the other dude body was on top of him. And, you know, because, you know, he ain't deserve to go out like that. And, like, because, you know, he won the season one characters. And right. So, you know, like, the season one characters got a special place. Like, you know, you just can't kill them off, like, you know, some fugaziness. Like, it got to be, like, a battle or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. They got to, you know, go through some fighting. This one, he ain't get a chance, man.
He smirked him out.
Yeah, man, it's like he died trying to help a motherfucker. Like, you know, matter of fact, like, the motherfucker fell on him after they killed themselves, and he fell down into a pile of zombies, man. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, that's that bullshit, man. That would piss me off. That would piss me the fuck off. Now,
it was like a motherfucker he could have killed. A motherfucker he could have killed when he had a chance, like, you know, when they was, like, dude tried to kill him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he should have killed the dude, but he let the man live. And then he got stuck in the alley with the motherfucker. And then the dude just, like, couldn't take it and killed himself. And then when his body fell, he fell on him. And then they fell into the pile of zombies. And then, you know.
Man, see, that compassion gets you every time. This is season six?
I believe six.
And these are all hour-long episodes, right?
all hour-long episodes.
So there's somewhere around 67 episodes.
No. Some seasons are like only eight shows, bro.
Right, the first season is 6 episodes.
Yeah, first episode is 6.
Season 2 is 13.
Mm-hmm.
But 3, 4, and 5 are all 16 episodes.
Okay. 16. Oh, because that's how they do them. They come in 8 at a time. That's why, okay,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah, just like they did Empire, which is why we got no Empire talk this week.
No Empire talk this week because we have the World Series.
So them niggas is gone. Them niggas is gone until the World Series though, which might be another sweep.
Yeah, it might be over, but we might have Empire.
it might be done already, man. This shit is terrible. But yeah, it's 67 episodes to watch, Jer. I don't know that I can catch up with that shit. Like, yeah. Even conservatively, if I watch 2 episodes a day, it's still going to be a couple weeks before I get you to catch up.
Hey, but look, it's all right. It's worth it.
Y'all niggas going to have to comment if y'all want me to watch this shit.
No, we shouldn't have to comment.
No, we need comments.
The amount of hype the show get, man, should make you be like, why ain't you watching The Walking Dead, man? You're missing out.
But
like,
we got to get our readership up. You know, easy going. We got to get these people. This is my ploy. I'm trying to keep the traffic up, bro.
Okay.
That's all I got. So I might catch up and watch that. Comment below. If y'all think I should be watching this shit. If you're not on the site, go to nappyafro.com and look for the podcast link on the top. Look at episode 183 and leave your comment. It's very simple. Be Easy is gone for a while, so we need y'all help keeping the traffic coming because the post ain't going to be coming. So we need y'all to, you know, help us out. Have we had any more posts? We had like 1 or 2 posts.
Yeah, we got to step up. I'm gonna have some more time on my hand after Tuesday football season will be over. So, you know, I'll be making a little random love.
You're gonna be doing reviews.
It's gonna be a little short little post. Fuck it. It's gonna be content though. Fuck it, man. We got to show Beezy we can hold it down because this might be Beezy. Like, he might be seasoning us, man, and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit, nobody made that Nappy Afro with me.
Yeah, he'll just nobody. Say, oh, so he might be like, he's trying to see how can we hold it down without him, man. So we gotta hold it down.
I'm locking the studio. Y'all can't come in the studio unless you go and give me a cheesecake. Hey man, look, we gotta keep it going for Easy, man. Props to Easy. When is he coming back?
Oh man, who knows, man. he might just show up, man, you know. But you know, good thing about it, he's not going. You know how he used to just disappear and not fuck with us. At least he gonna fuck with us and be like, yo, man. You know, he'll let us know, man. So
this ain't the easy break. This is easy.
This ain't the easy break. This is easy. I gotta, you know,
get my shit to do. All right. You know, that works. We appreciate all he does for the site and all that shit. This is something interesting I wanted to ask you because as a married man myself, you're married yourself. Terry Crews made this comment and it's going viral and all this shit. And this is what happens when you get black people TV shows. And they're Christian, we start playing this bullshit. He said that he did a 90-day sex fast with his wife.
What the fuck?
Because it made them closer and it helped her know who she was. Now, I don't know when he said he did this fast. Like, when I watch the video, it just comes in and he's talking about that's what he did. Now, I don't know if this was before or if this was recently, but it's making the rounds now. So, I'm going to say if it was now. Let's say your wife came to you and said she wanted to do a 90-day sex fast so y'all could be closer together. Would you do that shit? I shouldn't say would you do that shit. How would you answer that question?
I'd be like, are you serious? Like, what? Like, what? Like, I'm for real? Like, that's a long time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
It's your wife, so you'd have to do it, right?
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, we'll try it. You know what I'm saying? See who get in first. But don't think in this 90 days you ain't going to get tried. Like, bump that. don't think like as if hey, look if you come to me with it, I'd be like okay, but don't think I ain't gonna goddamn tempt your ass and like hey by day 47 you gonna be like oh fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
I mean it's a lot of married dudes out here that's doing 90 day sex fast on accident.
Yeah,
a lot of you women holding out, man. It happens a lot. Like the joke that comedians make that they not getting pussy after they get married, it's not just a joke because it's funny. It's a joke because it happens. Women will do. Play the games. They'll even go all Madden. And once you put that ring on them, shit dries up. Ain't no sex. How would you approach, because that story made the rounds, I think it was last year, about the dude who kept a chart of how often his wife turned him down for sex. He made a fucking Excel spreadsheet. How long would you go before you tell your wife it's a fucking problem without sex?
About 7 days.
7 days. So y'all currently, as a... this is, you know, we getting way too TMI here, and hopefully Queen Germ don't get mad at your ass. So on a regular basis, y'all have sex at least every 7 days. Right now.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Even with the kids.
Bro, I told you I mastered the 2 minute drill, bro. What do you mean?
So now are you concerned with, is she satisfied in 2 minutes, or you just said, fuck it, I got mine?
I mean, listen, man. You better learn how to look, like Freddie Mac said, you better get yours, cause hey, I'm fine. So you better concentrate, get whatever zone you need to get. You know what I'm saying?
So
listen, lions fuck for 2 minutes. Not even lions fuck for less than that.
Lions fuck for like 60 seconds.
Yes.
That's now, it.
Sex like 12 times a day.
Yeah, they fuck for like 60 seconds for 3 days.
Yeah.
Which is the, hey, they getting it in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, that's fucking lions.
So now if, for whatever reason, you and Queen Germ split, how would you go back into the dating game with a 2 minute drill?
Man, I'd be fucked up, man, going back in. Like, yo, that shit have fucked, man. Listen, first of all, if I got thrown back in the game how it is now, I don't know what I'd do, bro. I have to find me some old homely chick. Like, it should be weird as a motherfucker. No, you just go, man. First of all, if my marriage don't work out, I'm never getting married again. Never.
True.
Never. Like, I'm just not going to do it. It'd just be like, yo, like, if anything happened where, you know, we couldn't work it out, or somebody, you know, God forbid, somebody passed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not getting remarried. Like, I'm just not. Like, yo, I'm just going to be, nah, once married, that's it. I ain't going to be one of them motherfuckers, nah. I'm going to be like, yo, married was good for me. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to do it again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Hey.
You gotta do
everybody that get that second chance.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I don't even know what to say. It's just, I would not only would I not get married, I don't know that I would date again, seriously. Like, I think it would be only smashing.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I probably have me like a little girlfriend, but I let her know, like, look, man, like, me and you both about the same age. Now, see, now I'll be a sugar daddy. I ain't even gonna lie, because I'd be like, yo, I'd be that old man trying to holler at them little. At least, like, if I was 50, I gotta have me at least a 28 to 35 year old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no 40 year old, nothing like that, nah.
That you actually, so you be paying, flat out paying for shit.
Yeah, I'd be buying washing machines, paying little phone bills, and all kind of shit. Yeah, I'd be that nigga.
God dang it. I don't know. I mean, because she be giving you Snapchats and she's sharing with other people and shit. Like, that's always, even when I was single, that used to always piss me off.
What?
Somebody would give you a picture or send you some shit like that they sent to somebody else and you could tell.
Or recycle news. Like,
oh, my God. I hate that 10 shit.
10 o'clock, but you sending me a picture and I see the sun out. Like, whoa, what the fuck?
I hate that shit, nigga. At least let me believe the lie. Don't send me that bullshit, man.
Yeah. Ask you what you got on. You send me a picture. You know, oh, I got on the knob. Bitch, you know.
Oh, I hate that shit, bro. Like, it's bad enough I had to be thirsty enough to ask you for the goddamn picture if that's the situation. But then I just went through and asked you for this picture, being thirsty and having no fucking morals. And you going to send me some shit you sent to somebody else?
Mm.
That's the worst, man. Don't do that shit. I know they doing that shit on Snapchat. Forwarding goddamn news and shit. Y'all motherfuckers. Hey, man. Anyway, the game has changed. The reason I thought of that shit is because I was watching somebody on Instagram. I looked at somebody on Instagram. I followed her Snapchat. And her entire Snapchat, bro, for 24 hours, was her just looking in the camera and posing and smiling and puckering. The whole day. All of her videos. That shit, is that what we doing now? Is that what the pretty girls do? Is that the game? Because if that's the game, I can't be single.
That's the dumb shit. They sit there and they just, they listen to music, flip their hair and do the little face shit, don't say nothing. And
right.
I just be like, you look dumb. Like, I've unfollowed so many fine girls for doing, because it pisses me off to see them doing that shit on Snapchat. Like, they just sit there and just flip their hair, like, and they just sit there and.
Yeah, that shit is annoying as fuck. Like, I hate it. Like, and that's, you know, if I were to have a daughter, I'd be like, please do that. Please do better than these bitches. Some other shit that I saw that kind of put my antenna up. Have you heard about the rush car situation?
The who? A rush car? Whatever.
Yeah, so you know the rush car. You know what the rush car is, right?
Yeah.
Russell Simmons debit card. You know, you just come on BET all the time. Well, apparently they had a glitch in the Matrix, and motherfuckers couldn't get their money.
Mm.
It was like for 2 weeks they couldn't get. So people are loading their goddamn. Payroll and shit in there. and they can't get their money. So of course it happens to the black card. You know what I'm saying? This is the card that all the black people use. Which I also found out that with the Rush card, they have like a monthly fee.
Yes.
So you got a monthly fee, and I think you have a fee for getting money out of your account.
Well, yeah, if you got to do cash back, not to get charged a fee. But if you go to like an ATM, yeah, they're gonna charge.
Which is like, what the fuck is the point of this card? Like, if you paying all this shit, you should just get a bank account.
Can't get a bank account, so you can get a Rush card. But
who can't get a bank account at a credit union?
Bro, a lot of people can't get, like, if you fucked up in one bank, another bank ain't gonna fuck with you.
Nigga, I told you, Wachovia, I owe them like $10. I got four bank accounts.
$10, all right. You don't owe $600,
$700. Who the fuck owes $700 to the bank?
Yeah, look, some people might, you know, write a couple bad checks, bounce checks here, overdraft there, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, it ballooned into something ridiculous. Or, hey, you was going overwriting checks. You'll go buy a Source or a Double XL magazine and overwrite it for $50 and get the cash knowing, you know, hey, or you might report a whole checkbook stolen and went and wrote, you know what I'm saying, checks all around town with these motherfucking checks. You know, who knows, man? It can get bad, man.
God damn. So now, the reason I brought this shit up is because they're investigating now. It seemed like, so it takes 2 weeks of people not being able to get their money. Y'all want to investigate Russell Simmons. Banks have been writing horrible housing lending things and student loans, and all this shit's been bad for nearly a decade. The fucking economy took a dip. We went into a depression, and then y'all started looking at them. This nigga get 2 weeks, and y'all like, oh, let's look at the black man. I'm just saying, this is some bullshit. I just want to point that shit out.
That's why I don't let black people handle my money.
Oh, God damn. Are we back on that again?
I have a Rush card just for, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, for instance, you know, nigga, you know, owe me some money or something, or I sent some nigga some money and he paid me back. Well, I had a Rush card. I ain't get it reactivated. But I do got one of the little Walmart debit cards, and, you know, fuck it. You know, you can go put some money on your card at Walmart. Because the fee is they charge you $3 a month if you don't, lowly, like $500 on it. So I'm just like, I'm about to let this shit go, because I mean, you ain't gonna keep charging me $300, because I mean $3 a month for it. But you know, like I said, they have their little purposes, man. Like, if I'm doing some shopping online, I use them cards instead of my bank card, because I, you know, if I don't use PayPal, you know, so I use like them little cards, so you know, you can't steal what ain't on there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's one of them, you know, it's just for like protection.
But why don't, like, Jordan, you have a bank account, right?
I do have a bank account. I've been on Bank of America since 2000.
So you, yeah, had the worst bank.
No, I don't have the greatest bank. What are you talking about? My bank just charged me overdraft fees for getting gas. I can feel like all I gotta have is a dollar in my account, all right. I go fill my gas tank up, all right.
The reason that they don't charge you overdraft fees is because they got sued and lost.
Oh, okay. Well, look, that's awesome. Hey, I'm glad they lost. I'm glad, because you know what? My other bank account, if I do it with them, they're going to charge me a motherfucking fee.
So you're looking for that lawsuit to be coming soon. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. So why you talk bad about Skank of America? I love
it. The last topic I got on this list. I can't wait for the slander on this one. Have you heard of the organic pod burials?
Who?
So when germ finally passes away, whenever that happens, you can be put into a pod that will turn your ashes into a tree.
Wow.
So a tree will grow from this pod, and you'll be in the ashes or some shit like that. The picture I show shows a body. I refuse to believe that. It is literally a grown-ass body in a fetal position in this big-ass pod. I refuse to believe that's how it works. But from this pod of soil in your body, a tree grows.
Okay.
Would you do that shit? First of all, how do you want to go out?
I don't want to die.
No. Yeah, that is, I kind of fucked up. How would you like to be buried?
Oh, I don't want to be buried.
Cremation.
Yeah, I want to be cremated.
And then do what with the ashes?
Keep me around. I just want to be in the house somewhere, man. I don't give a fuck if you got me in the garage somewhere. Just keep me around, nigga. Don't. You know, like, you ain't got to have a memorial for me and nothing like that in the house. Just keep me in the house. Just keep me around, man. Like, you know.
So you want them, like, to split up the ashes, too? Like, you know, Prince Germ gets some, Princess Germ gets some.
Hey, if that's what they want, but just as long as you keep my ashes around the house, man. Like, so they can be in the garage. They can be in the attic. They can be in the basement. Hell, they could be in outside in the shed. Just keep me around, man.
You don't even have
and,
to be
sad. And I want to have a second line funeral, man. That's what I also want to have, that second line of my funeral. So,
you know. The second line of your funeral.
Yeah, second, you know, like a New Orleans style funeral where they be playing the band.
Oh, okay. Second.
Come on, Sorry. You from the South, man.
I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Missouri is not the South. I forgot.
Man, I don't know about this shit. I've seen it. I think it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But so if this was an option.
But Queen Germ said she going to bury me. She said, because I ain't going to have no say-so in it.
So she might turn you into a tree.
Hey.
She could have tree. It'd be daddy tree in the backyard. That'd be pretty dope, right? Or is this way too boho?
I don't know, morbid, man. Yeah, I don't want to be no tree, man. That's just whack.
Yeah, my wife is already on this shit.
Unless she was going to grow into a strain of weed or something. You know, that's a tree I
want to be. What was that? How high?
I want to be some ivory. I want to be... What you smoking, man? They goddamn King Germ, nigga. That shit goddamn smoking, nigga. Like, this nigga smoked his whole life, so it's like... That shit was even more powerful, man. Like, this shit had, like, 49% THC. Like,
your ass stupid as fuck. I think I would probably... I don't give a fuck when I die, really. I don't care what you do.
You and your wife getting buried together?
Huh?
Or pair together, or y'all bohos, y'all probably getting burned at sea or something.
She wants to do this tree shit.
Oh, shit. Hey, boy.
She mentioned this shit to me a while ago, and I was like, what? And she mentioned this. That's what she wants to do. It's either this or cremation. So if this is her final, like if I'm still around and this is her final wish, I will probably be planting this
tree. Do you honor somebody's final wishes? Like you disagree with it.
You gotta honor their final wish, man.
I hear a lot of transgender people have the issue. Like, you know, they live their whole life as Caitlyn, and then when they die, they found them like, yo, you always Bruce to me, and they dress them up like a man.
That's foul. That's foul. You don't do that shit, man. You gotta honor their final wish. As long as ain't no bullshit, like, you know, put me in a condom and fuck your next girl with me and no shit like that. As long as they know stupid shit, you gotta honor their final wish. So my wife, last she mentioned she wanted to be a tree. I'd probably be going to South Carolina because she's gullah, and that's why I be planting this shit.
That's what's up.
You know, I don't know how you travel with a tree pod. I don't know how that shit works, but that's how it works. Me, I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm dead. You can cremate me. You can have. I don't really want a funeral service. I think that's extra.
Sorry, so you can shoot me out of a cannon in a game. I don't care.
That'd be completely fine. Put me in a football, play a game with me. You know, maybe that'll help the Patriots out, fill out the ball. Help me fill out the Patriots ball. I'm completely fine with that. I don't really give a shit.
Put my ashes in Bush Stadium. I don't care.
That would actually be kind of dope. But the problem is stadiums only last for like 15 years now, and then they're going to be on to a new stadium.
Look, they're not going to move Bush Stadium.
they already tore down the old one. This is the new stadium.
Well, I mean, look, you died. All that matters is that at the time of your death, your ashes were sprinkled there. So, you know, your ashes going to go away once it rains anyway, so it don't fucking matter.
Oh, come on, man. They got to bury you at least 6 feet, right?
No, your ashes. If you sprinkle your ashes somewhere.
No, don't sprinkle my ashes. Bury my ashes. Don't sprinkle me. Don't sprinkle me, man.
You want to bury your ashes, okay?
Yeah, you know, we put me on the topsoil, and that shit blow away as soon as the game start.
Man, this shit.
And then that means somebody will slide in the base and get, like, ashes in their mouth. That's disgusting.
Yeah, just hey, just put my ashes down at the chalk line for the first baseline.
Oddly enough, I know what a dead body, burning dead body smells like. That's the worst shit ever, bro. It's like the top two worst smells I've ever smelled in my life.
How did you smell a burning?
Like I said, when I was growing up, I had a lot of white friends. One of my friend's brothers went to school in a really...
Hey, all right, before you go on, statute of limitations shit. Here, sir.
What?
I don't
know. No. Okay. and then starts out in dark, right? Hey, you want to see a dead body? No. Yeah. His school was next to a crematorium, I think that's what they call it.
Okay.
So woo. We would go and pick him up from school. You would smell that shit is horrible.
Oh, what kind of that, ain't they supposed to have some kind of filter for that shit?
You can't filter smell, bro. That's it. Ain't no Febreze. Wasn't no Febreze back then. That's what you got. That shit was horrible.
Hey, that house must have been. They must have got the steal of the century. But they're like, listen, man, we can't, honey.
It
we
was
can't.
A school. That's even worse. It was a school. It wasn't even the house. It was the school was right next to that shit.
Jesus Christ.
That shit is horrible, bro. So if you, you don't want to smell that shit. This show has been all over the place. Do you have winners and losers this week, bro? So we can get out of here.
I got to keep it 100 this week.
So. Oh, shit. Keep it 100, bro.
Look. Hey, look. At least I could do.
At least you could do. You know what I'm saying? We get the show in.
Damn it. What was my keep it 100?
God damn it, Germ.
I didn't write it down. I didn't write it down. I had it and I said, I'll just make it keep 100. We can even talk about it.
You don't even know what the fuck it was now.
Yeah, who knows, man? I got one. No keep it 100 this week, man. I don't want to freestyle one because then it wouldn't make sense.
It wouldn't be authentic.
But yeah, man. My winner this week, man. My winner.
Damn, you ain't write down the winner either?
It's all right, man. I just been fucking up this week. I might have wrote it down. Let me check, man. Sometimes I don't write down to surprise myself, man.
You got to tighten up, man. Basketball is back. You got to tighten up. We got trying to get on Google Play and shit. Easy gone. You got to, hey. I need your help and support, man. Ain't no more monkeys out there. We need you.
Oh, well, anyway. No win. I didn't write it down. Oh, anyway. Oh, my winner this week, man, is my little dog, DJ, man. DJ was one of the players that came in with me my first year as a head coach. He suffered an injury in practice the day before Monday, you know what I'm saying, right before our game Tuesday night, and he dislocated his hip, so he's done for the year. And DJ, like I said, he's one of my players. He's one of my guys. You know, he's a kind of player that you want as a coach. Do everything you ask him to do, never complain. You know, so he was a leader on the field. And you know, saying just to see him not be able to finish the season, man, kind of hurt me to my heart. And you know, this is like my first big injury as a coach. Like I had little nicks and dings, but this was something like that happened in front of me at practice. Like it was
dislocated hip, like Bo Jackson.
Nigga, dislocated hip. I mean, they popped it back in place. You know what I'm saying? They did that night. It wasn't that bad. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he had dislocated his hip, man.
God,
it just on the tackle. It was just like one guy tackled him and went like a pile on or nothing like that. It was just. And he let out this yell, man. Oh, man. Oh.
So what is, like, what's the treatment for a dislocated hip?
Put it back in place and just let that shit, I mean, dislocation, once it, because it didn't fully dislocate where, it, like, Bo Jackson dislocated and then it torqued or something, so it kind of torqued
shit
something.
Was all weird.
Yeah. It just, dislocation didn't come out. Like, you dislocate your shoulder, it'll go back in naturally, because, you know, that's what joints do. It's just going to be sore as fuck. You know, they say he out for a couple weeks, but, you know, season be over with. So, he's done for the year, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had maybe like 5-6 weeks he might have came back. But, you know, with only 1 week, nah, no use risking it.
That's really weird because it's cartilage and shit like that. And I don't know how the fuck they would. Anyway, I'm not a doctor, but I know that shit sounds fucked up. So, I don't know how that shit's going to work. Who's your loser, though?
My loser this week. I'm going to go with New York Mets fans.
What? Yes. Why would you do that?
World Series, but they're about to get fucking swept. They're about to get out of the fucking World Series. You're going to let the fucking Royals win, man. The fucking Casey Royals.
This shit is trash, man. Back to back. They went last year. Now they're back again this year.
Yes, man. Kansas City, Kansas about to have a champion, man. Kansas. Let's do it.
Wait. What was that?
Kansas City, Kansas. The Kansas City Royals in Kansas, right?
No.
How is Kansas City not in Kansas? Sorry.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Sorry, stop making up shit, man.
It's Kansas City, Missouri.
I don't believe that, sorry. You just look. You look fucking Homer. You always trying to make it all about.
No. Let's get it right. I'm not a fan of them niggas, but they're Kansas City, Missouri Royals.
Mm.
They're like, if you drive from downtown St. Louis, if you drive maybe 35, 45 minutes, you'll see the stadium, or at least the old stadium.
Okay.
It's Kansas City Royals, Kansas City, Missouri. Them niggas, hey, man, they got a World Series from us. Fuck them niggas. Mm. I'm not a Royals fan. I just don't want to see two sweeps back to back. The fucking Cubs are trash. The Royals get in here, and they about to sweep the goddamn Mets, who was supposed to be there. I was low key rooting for the goddamn Mets, man. Low key, like I remember the Crack House Mets with Dwight Gooden and Strawberry. I remember that team. I was low key rooting for them niggas, but not the Royals, man. Not the Royals, man. I can't do that shit. Fuck them niggas, man. They stole. It was like, was it 85? 85 or 87, they stole the World Series from us. I'm not.
Oh, y'all played on that year in 85?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like them niggas, man. George. Yeah, the pine tar shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, man. Fuck them niggas, man. Yeah, I'm not a fan. As far as my winners and losers this week, I only have a loser. I don't have no winners this week. My loser this week is Kanye. Kanye's season 2 clothing line came out, and holy shit. Y'all know I'm into sneakers and shit like that. His whole clothing line is goddamn, the rent's too damn high. His duck boots, his bomber jackets that are just nylon, his cotton camo jacket, all this shit is like $2,800. Like, that's the price. Now, you can't order, and this is the other thing. We still fell for it. We're still ordering this shit online. So if you got a Barney's or something in your area, Barney's online is sold out. You have to go to the store. And you can try on some $2,800 shoes, a $2,800 jacket. That's the same material as everything else. Now, Kanye was, when they talked about his Yeezys, the first go-round, he didn't want them to be that expensive. It was out of his hands. Well, he's apparently got all the creative control and shit this time around with that shitty clothing line, and he's charging y'all $2,800. For all that talk that he does about everybody being able to wear his clothes, everybody being able to get it, changing fashion, all this other shit he done said in interviews, $2,800, bruh. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Fuck Kanye, man. We need to have some nappy Afro clothing. Y'all want that, what was it, Frocast and Chill? Is that the
yeah,
shirt?
Yeah, Frocast and Chill shirt.
Y'all gonna have to, hey, show us y'all want the shirt, man. We're not putting up no more shirts and y'all not buying them. It's not happening. We need y'all to order. Go to store.nappyafro.com. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like so we can take the shit down that y'all don't like. And y'all want a Frocast and Chill shirt, we need to put it up there. Jeremy's gonna design the shirt. So if y'all want it, just gotta go, man. You want to give him my shout outs this week?
Yo, man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to the boss, man. Be easy, man. Have fun on your maternity leave. Shout out.
Wait, the maternity leave, bro?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. You asshole, though.
Shout out to Blue. Shout out to Dub. Shout out to fucking Negro Diamonds for the shirt idea. It will be in the shop. You know what I'm saying? Frocast and Chill, like that. Fucking them, one of them shirts we just got to throw out quick. You know, it'll sell two or three of them.
I'm still mad that, you know, what was the shirt that we did, Frocast versus everybody?
Yeah.
Somebody got denied. We still need the picture. Did we get a picture of that one yet? Nobody. Somebody ordered three.
They ordered three, but it didn't go. It didn't happen.
Oh, so they got their refund and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I was hoping somebody got it. But go ahead, man. My bad.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to the ruler myself, MJ Money 9S. Who was the dude? He just did the what's his name? Furious. Shout out to Furious. Mm-hmm. Shit, the father daughter of the Frocast, Ash Dash, Papa Dash. Man.
Hey, man, Ash Dash played us, though.
What you mean?
She was at the goddamn homecoming, Black homecoming, and she didn't show much. She ain't show no halftime show.
She did.
She showed the game.
Oh.
They was at the game chatting. I didn't see no halftime show. And she showed us homework. She showed one night of partying, and that's it. We ain't getting no exclusives.
Come on, man. It's all right.
Oh, well, I didn't get no exclusives. I'm not talking about those exclusives, man. I'm talking about the Black homecoming
experience. I guess.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about those exclusives. You know, Papa Dad Soul, man. Hey, I'm not going there with his daughter.
It's a little sus, man. It's a little sus.
Yeah,
man.
I'm just talking about I want to feel like I'm at the school. So I wanted to see the shit. I wanted to get the party on and see who was at the halftime. Who did the goddamn homecoming dance? That's what I want to see. You know what I'm saying? She played us. But we still fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? Is that all the shout-outs? Is that it?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Shout-out. Oh, no. Dada Bracer, Tracy May. Yeah, man. That's about it, man. Anybody else who fuck with Nappy Afro? Funny story, man. Beezy said he was at a parent-teacher conference, and the student teacher was like, "Where'd you get that wristband from?" You know, a couple of us got Nappy Afro wristbands. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then he was like, "Oh, I got it from this website." She was like, "That's funny. I thought they only sold t-shirts." You know what I'm saying? It's just small world, man.
Hey, man. You know, we out here, man. You know, B-Eazy does have kids.
Yeah.
You know, those people didn't know that B-Eazy has kids. Yeah. He's got 13 kids.
13. B-Eazy's the nigga that you seen on. The Tennessee nigga ain't got nothing on B-Eazy except B-Eazy work.
Yeah, and he actually pays his child support.
Yeah, he's not trying to be a rapper. No, like,
nah, you know, he pays his child support and shit, and he actually goes to parent-teacher conferences. Beez is a good guy. He's just got a lot more kids than y'all know about.
Yeah.
So, I just got a text. He has 14 kids.
14.
Beez has 14 kids. By the time we get done wrapping this up, he will probably have 15 kids, because Beez out there like that.
He's an easy target, man. All the girls know he's going to pay his child support, so they just say, "Hey, this baby his."
Hey, that's what
probably
it is.
He probably fucked him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that probably happened. And he's got a beard. So you got a beard. You pay for child support.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, you get to then. Tracy May was in D.C. She got the kicking in D.C. Did you see that? Did you follow that snap?
Yeah, funny that I don't think as world travels Trace Maywood. This is her first time going to D.C.? Like, I thought everybody went to D.C. at least once during school or something. Like, I mean, you know.
No, I've been a couple times. I even lived in that motherfucker.
That's what I was like, you know, that was just so funny. She's like, her first time in D.C. Like,
but she doesn't seem to travel a lot. Like, so she just went to the beach.
She went to Mexico. Like, she was in Mexico and
that was the first time, though. That's what I mean. Like, it was there. She's been in Atlanta. She's been to Mississippi.
New York all the time, you know.
She lived in New York, though. That don't count.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. It's still traveling. Like, nobody, she's a jet setter, man. She put, you know, Chicago, ATL. You gotta
go by D.C. to get to New York from Chicago.
No, I'm saying, like, it's D.C. Like, everybody been to D.C. Like, I ain't been to D.C. in a while. Last time I went, I was like, I remember, man, I went on a church trip one time. I was, like, in fourth or fifth grade, right?
First of all, it's a church trip. That's already...
We know we went to another church in D.C., like, you know what I'm saying? So we get up there to the church, and they ain't know why they doing church. I was just like, yo, fuck this, man. I'm about to go walk around. So I go walk around, and I see this motherfucker selling this blue, this leather pouch. And you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was blue, and I was just like, oh, my God, nobody has a blue one back home. So, you know, I took the money I was supposed to put in church, bought this pouch. You know what I'm saying? I told the man, I said, look, I only got $10, man. I saw from North Carolina. You know, I'm a kid, man. Sell me this for $10. He gave it to me for $10. And I also got me a fake Rolex, boy. Bought me a fake Rolex. Oh, couldn't tell me shit, boy. I thought I was a man then, but boy, I went back to school with my fake Rolex and my blue pouch on, man. Boy, I just thought I was a man. Oh, my God.
Did everybody else think he was a man?
Oh, yes. That blue pouch, man, was the shit. Because niggas like, oh, he got a blue one. And it's leather. Like, it went, oh, man, that shit was awesome.
And the watch went over well, too?
Yeah. Till niggas found out that there ain't no real Rolex. How you know? Rolex don't tick.
Ooh, they got you the good one.
Yeah.
Like, that's the basic.
I mean, look. I'm in fucking fourth grade, fifth grade. Of course it's not a real Rolex, dickhead. Fuck. Do you believe it was real? Oh, you did? What's on you, asshole?
Right. Your fault, nigga. Shit. The first time I went to Atlanta, I got played on the damn necklace I thought was real. I think I told this story before. I mean, it's 183 episodes. I'm sure I've said it at some point. Dude was selling the gold chain in the goddamn Marta, of all places. My first time being there. I'm already in love with Atlanta. This motherfucker got the dope-ass Gucci link. I was like, oh, shit, how much? I promise you that shit was like $20. And I think I had 10. And he took the 10. Now, I should have known. I was in high school.
Yes.
But I thought I won. Nigga, that necklace didn't even make it that night without changing colors.
Damn.
But, like, I think he might have painted that shit with a permanent marker or some shit. That's how quick this shit came off. I put it on there. By the time we got back to the hotel and I changed clothes, I put on my A shirt. The shit was flaking off on my A shirt. My neck was changing color. I was like, damn. I got God. I promise you it was like $10, though.
Oxidated like a motherfucker. The oxygen.
Nigga, quick. Quick. I was almost mad. I was more mad that he fucked up my A shirt than I was about the chain. I was all about Atlanta then. Nigga, I was fresh. The big A shirt. But you know, this shit happens, man. If y'all don't want us to buy no more fake Rolexes and fake necklaces, buy a shirt. Store.nappyafro.com. Buy a shirt. Click a link.
Sure. Don't buy the bootleg Nappy Afro shirts that's out there.
Oh.
Buy the bootleg Nappy Afro shirts, man.
They got bootleg Nappy Afros, too?
Nappy Afros, man. Seen it.
We can't have shit. Come to the source. Store.nappyafro.com. Get you a couple shirts. Click on a couple links. Help your fam out. Go to Google Play and subscribe. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Follow us on all social media. Nappy Afro or Napfro Gang. One of them names is going to be on there. Frocast. On, I think it's on Stitcher with Frocast. Hey, man, follow us. We're trying to do big things. We'll holler at y'all for another episode next week. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, tomorrow, and forever. Forever, ever. We'll holler at you motherfuckers next time. We out. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.